Hello. It's good to chat. I think sometimes in life we get into a muddle. We've gone down a kind of funnel and everything just is escalating and going wrong. When you're in a situation like that, the best possible thing you could do is to completely and utterly change the situation by walking out on it and starting again somewhere new. And then allowing the problems to diffuse and just gathering up the strands as and when. I've done this several times in life because, my work is indeterminate and I don't always have quite as much work and income as I want, and because of various family difficulties ranging over hundreds of miles, I frequently find myself having to drive hundreds of miles from one place to another, and it disrupts the general flow of my life, and I have so many odds and ends all the time that I have to be picking up. So when I travel, I have to take my books, and various paperwork and all sorts of bits, odds and ends with me. And it's difficult and sometimes confusing to correlate everything. And very often I'll get to one place and find that I've left something I desperately needed in another place. So just as a very mild example, this week I went to my MOT, it failed. They gave me the papers. I took the car back on the arranged day. But when I arrived, I didn't have the MOT papers because I did not know I had to take them back. So I had to go back and get those before I could have the work done on the MOT. Now, that only took me 20 minutes to go and get those papers. But once I've travelled 300 miles from one place to another, obviously that type of situation is not so easy to deal with. And so, probably the best way in which I can solve my problems is to up sticks and actually do something completely new and then try and gather up the problems, as I go in a new situation. So it's not easy in my particular situation, and it's not particularly, a worry because I manage, but I'm just giving you an example that my life is sort of rather chaotic from the sheer amount of places I have to be in over the course of any one year. I've known someone who's been in a very, very difficult situation where they basically were rejected by their family and they were left homeless. So what I suggested was go and get yourself a job and a flat in a completely neutral town. And so they moved into a completely different place and they've started to build up a brand new life totally from scratch. And so their situation and their mental health is steadily improving month by month as they gain more self-confidence that they can, rebuild, create a new system, a new life for themselves on a new platform. And they can therefore leave the problems that they had, been bound up with, and just start again. So they're very slowly unraveling some of the problems, such as things they've got in storage and so on. That's all coming together. But essentially, they've got this new platform of getting up of a day, getting dressed, going to work, coming back, preparing a beautiful meal, and just relaxing, So they're creating a new stability, a new normality for themselves. And over time, they will have gathered up all the strands of the previous existence and be able to, totally function on a dynamic new level. Now, it may be that your life situation isn't horrific, but there are certain areas of your life, and it could be family issues, it could be, you want a new relationship, or you want to get rid of an old relationship, or Just your career is going into a rut. Sometimes industry sectors are fading out. I mean, ridiculous situation, but I know an inn in the middle of nowhere in Kent, and it's called the Ferry Inn. It's next to a big ditch, and over the ditch is a bridge. So for years and years before the bridge was built, there was a ferry, and you would go down to the waterside and you would be taken across the ditch on a ferry, and thus the inn was called the Ferry Inn. But eventually, in Victorian times, they had the bright idea of building a bridge. And so, you know, the old has morphed into the new, but we can sort of see a correlation there. There's a lot you can do to save your life from going on a downward spiral, and you can keep it from stagnating. And one of those things is, you know, if you possibly can, go out and visit new places, new parts of the country. Don't get into a rut of always going to the same places. Don't keep going to Aunt Mabel in Western Supermare or Southend-on-Sea or wherever she lives. Get her to come and meet you and have a day on a steam train, okay, somewhere neutral. So you want to be constantly feeding in new places, new experiences, read new books on a new subject, get interested in something new, go and join a new club, like, you know, it might be flower arranging, local history, you know, whatever it is. So you are now meeting new people. You need to permeate people on lots of different levels. I'm very, very fortunate in my life because I've worked with such a wide variety of people at different ages, and different walks of life. And I've been able to see inside so many people's lifestyles. And in any one day, I might be working with a 4-year-old and then I'll go on and work with an 85-year-old immediately afterwards. So I have to switch from the personality I need to be for the 4-year-old into the personality I need to be for the 85-year-old. It's different. You know, and so I'm constantly, throughout any one working day, correlating a slightly different personality approach. And then I might go out in another day of the week to the pub at lunchtime and meet a friend. And again, that's a very different situation. So I've got this, you know, variety in my life. I've also got the fact that I'm, throughout the year, I might be in one part of the country, another part of the country, another part of the country. You know, I'm talking 300-mile triangle of difference. And over that journey, I'm seeing a lot of different lifestyles in the countryside that I'm passing through. So I never stagnate, you see, but a lot of people, they get into the got married, had kids, 9 to 5, weekends. There's so much stagnation in there. And if you just allow that to escalate, you're going to be on a seriously downward spiral without probably even realizing it. I speak to people who are older and they want more quality of life, but they don't actually have any high expectation of even living for more than the next, say, 5 years. So I always talk to them about Eileen, who's 85, she has a treadmill, she does that for half an hour a day, she goes off to her club and has a swim, she walks down the high street and back, it's about 2 miles altogether. She's got a very, very active life. 2 winters ago, she slipped on ice, she shattered her femur, she's had it repaired with a metal plate, she's walking again. She spent some months with a stick, but she's now walking. She does not have this winding down temperament or mindset. She just has this groundhog day that she's fit and she expects to continue being fit. I've no doubt she'll live easily to 90 and probably beyond, and for every day she's alive she will have high quality of cognitive and physical life. She learns the piano, you know, she's got lots of friends, lots of interests, and by the time you get to her age, a lot of your friends do tend to develop the tendency to just die off. But she's got that magical ability to say, oh, so-and-so died. You know, it's like, well, it wasn't her fault they died. It wasn't their fault they died. They just died. It was something that happened. And she doesn't grieve. It's not that grieving is bad, but you don't want it to take over. You know, the more detached emotionally you can be from the people and things in your life, the better, not only for yourself, but for them as well, because you become a very vibrant, positive energy person that people like to be around. So, you know, in general, I can walk into a pub and I can be in the middle of three conversations within seconds, because I draw people to me by having a very magnetic personality. I'm very outgoing. I'm very much interested in the other person. What are they doing? I've just met them 5 seconds ago and we're talking about Christmas cake. I've met this chap 5 seconds ago and we're talking about different hop varieties. And the lady over there, again, I've just met her 5 seconds ago and I'm talking about cleaning out ashtrays. Very random subjects, but we're suddenly within 5 seconds we're inside deep, interesting conversations, and I'm able to keep all three of them going at the same time. Okay, you might not be at that level yet. You know, I went to this pub, it was in Cornwall, in fact, in the winter with a friend who's moved there for been there about 5 months. She says, I've been here 5 months, been coming to this pub, I've only just started to break the ice. I turned up within 5 seconds, I was speaking to three people. She said, I've never seen anyone speak to that bloke. He's so grumpy. I said, he's wonderful. I drew him out on all kinds of subjects. We must have been talking for over an hour before he left the pub. And I promised I'd be back at some point, you know. Hopefully, I'll be able to visit again in July. But I made three firm friends, as well as my friend, within an hour or two of being in that pub. No problem. Become more outgoing, accept that there are lots and lots of different permutations of life. You need to understand other people's lives, get interested in them, get interested in the things they're interested in, and try and join up other people. You know, if you know someone in Lincoln who likes, you know, I don't know, collecting old beer mats, and you found someone in Devon who likes collecting old beer mats, try and arrange a collecting old beer mats, you know, get together in, say, I don't know, Warwick or somewhere that's in between. You arrange it so everyone can meet up and have a good weekend out. And they all have top quality, you know, time. And then you're going to have top quality time and everyone's going to like you because you're a top quality person and all this. So never give up connecting people, being interested in new things all the time. Every year I try to take on a totally new area of interest. So at this precise moment today, I'm busy reading a book called The Chinese School of Chess. And in a minute, I'm going to turn my attention to a book called Brass Playing is No Harder Than Deep Breathing. Did you know that? Well, I didn't, but there it is. And then I'm going to organize my lessons. And, you know, I will go through a whole load of other subjects of deep interest during the course of the day. There's never a moment when I'm not thinking about something interesting or creating something. So this year I'm going to start, hopefully I'll start knitting, but I'm definitely going to do some hand sewing and do cushions and curtains. Everything needs brightening up in my caravan, and we're going to do this retro shabby chic style and gradually sort of morph the caravan into a whole new style altogether. And again, there's something you could do at home. Just change everything over the next 2 years. So you go from whatever style you've got to a completely different style. It doesn't have to be much money. You can go to tip shops and thrift shops and just pick things up and start again, you know. You can convert cushions by sewing stars or moons or whatever onto them. Just brighten everything up. Don't allow yourself to get into a rut of shabbiness. You know, don't be a slob. I have to talk to myself throughout the week. I say, you're being a slob. You haven't been for a walk. You need to get for a walk. You need to wake up earlier. You need to drink more water. You need to have more grapefruit, you know. You need to stop with a toast. Just stop eating toast. Just stop eating bread and then see where you go. You're going to use salad and stuff instead. It's going to be much better for you. Fry some mushrooms, you know, put some cheese, egg with them or whatever. Do that instead of eating a bag of crisps, for goodness sake. Whatever it is in your life, food, exercise, friendships, everything, just give it a great big turnaround. You know, brighten it up. Come on, go and buy yourself a pineapple and just put it on the table and it'll look happy. Excellent. It's just there. It's an ornament. It just looks happy, you know. Everything. Just throw out all your mugs and buy some new ones. You know, just keep on recreating yourself. That's what the word recreation means. It means to recreate. So you're already there. You've got the basics, but now you're going to start again. So always have this concept of start again. You don't have to leave it to January the 1st. Try it on the 1st of every month. Start again. Have some new resolutions. One new thing you're going to do. Just be a more positive, more determined person. Everything that comes to you in your life is a result of your expectations. I'm going to leave you with that thought today. Get out there, meet new people, connect new people, find out new stuff, you know, more exercise, more happiness. And remember, everything in your life comes to you as a result of your expectations.